Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle, relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. Well, Whisperers, we made it through another fabulous week to be able to come into this room and to in our safe haven here and to have this dynamic discussion. Oh, boy, I am so glad to be here with you guys. I want to give a shout out to a couple of people, to Rona. My heart is going out to you. Know that we love you and we support you. To my family, thank you so much for tuning in and always supporting me. And, of course, my staff that's always here holding me down. Also, don't forget, if you are listening or watching us on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe, click like, and make sure you share, because that's what Whispers in a Bottle is all about, sharing and giving to one another. And you know, I want you all to join in on the conversation. So please feel free to call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that is 516-595-8091. And you know, we got one better. Blog Talk Radio has done something dynamic. They have opened up a live chat box in our personal episodes. And so, which in turn, you can drop your questions, your comments, your thoughts, and you know how your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. So you know, I'll see your comments, and if you have great questions, please feel free. I also would love to welcome my live Zoom group, the Ladies of Distinguished Abilities. Thank you so much. This is a disability group that they're all in wheelchairs, but they're fabulous because they wear stilettos, they rock sequins, and they're about motivating other people to reach to higher levels. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate you being in our live Zoom room. And hey, if you would like to be in our Zoom rooms, we have a area right here that you can click in the description box, and you can actually host a private Zoom group for yourself. So make sure you do that. But wait a minute. I see you, ladies. You got your mocktails and your cocktails. I love it. We have the delicious lemon drop today. Oh, my goodness. It's giving that little pucker. You know why we did this? We wanted to give you a little pucker that you kind of are reminiscing of kissing yourself, because this discussion is going to bring that about. So don't forget, join in on the conversation by calling in at 516-595-8091. So Whisperers, are you ready to get into our discussion? Have you accept yourself? I know. The title in itself is just dynamic. When I was putting this together, and many times I've had the great opportunity of giving this discussion, it is always so powerful. So without fail, you know I love to start our discussions with a clear meaning and a definition. So this is what acceptance means. It means receiving, welcoming, and embrace. So we're going to be receiving this message, we're going to be welcoming it and embracing it. So in turn, we are going to be accepting ourselves. So Whisperers, you know that we have had some great discussions in the last few months, and coming in, we had a discussion on being enough. And if you remember in that discussion, I had told you to put a pin in it because we're going to pick up on another level of being enough. And this is that level right here. So I hope you guys are ready. I hope you got your notebooks. I hope you're ready to, you know, take some notes, dive in. And look, don't be afraid to do the work that it costs for yourself. Because let me tell you something. What you put in is what you're going to take away. I'm trying to help you all to see that you all have such worth and can be proud of that. And this discussion really taps into the way that you see yourself and the ability to accept yourself and how powerful that really is and can be for you, your well-being, and your mindset. Remember, I told you 2021 is a growth mindset. We are moving forward on a growth mindset. So many times we hear a lot of negative things that have powerful effects on our minds, our hearts, our souls. And sometimes we can be guilty of telling ourselves these negative statements or seeing ourselves in a negative light. Because remember, we reflect what we give. So if we're giving ourselves negativity, what will we reflect to ourselves is negativity. Well, you know, I never want that to be the case. So what is this unconditional of self-acceptance? Well, to begin working on yourself, the first step is not just self-acceptance, but unconditional self-acceptance. I know, right? That's like a what? A da-da-da. It's relatively easy to accept ourselves when we just did something great. You know, you won an award. You have accolades of being a dynamic speaker, or you've done something great in your life, and that's what you're like on that high from. But you have to also fall in love with yourself a little bit. But accepting ourselves at our lowest and with our faults and flaws in stark relief is the real mark, unconditional self-acceptance. Isn't that dynamic? Because see, it's easy for us to accept the great things about ourselves. I mean, because you can walk through life and you have great, great things about yourself, period. But it's the little flaws that trip us up, that make us stumble and keep us rotating in the same kind of merry-go-round state of mind. But we're going to break that. You know, I heard a great quote, from Mark Twain. And the quote was this: the worst loneliness is to not be comfortable with yourself. I'm going to say it again. The worst loneliness is not to be comfortable with yourself. And that is so true. Because when we can't sit within ourselves and feel comfortable, we unfortunately are then left with an unease and a state of mind of being like in vex all the time. And that's a horrible place to sit in. And, you know, unconditional self-acceptance is an understanding that you are separate from your actions and your qualities. You accept that you have made mistakes and that you have flaws, but you do not let them define you. Remember our discussion? We're going to be referring to a lot of topics that we had covered before. So if you don't remember these topics, go back and listen to those episodes because they're going to bring you into a full circle. Because we had a discussion about our past defining our present and our future. And remember we said that that is something that we don't want to perpetuate or to have, that stereotypical mindset of being stepping back into our past to define us, that we are moving forward. And hold on, I see a question here. What is the meaning of sitting with yourself and starting to cry? So sometimes when we do that, what happens is that we are taking a focused look at ourselves. We're taking a deep, extended look into our hearts. And sometimes what we see is disturbing and it can make us cry. But does that mean that it has to define you? It just means that you are looking at yourself differently. And remember, we're going to get some more into that as well later in this discussion. But remember this, we talked about a deep thing that most of us forget to do and forget to show ourselves is self-compassion. And so we're going to put a plug in that right there, but I'm going to pick up on that because that question is so dynamic because it leads into these other things. Because self-acceptance is the doorway to authenticity. And when acceptance is lacking, it is one of our biggest stumbling blocks. and that caused so many to fall prey to self-sabotaging behaviors. So it's just like if you think about it this way. I'm going to give you a prime example of that. When our mindsets are focused on doing differently, let's say you decide that you want to get healthy and you start mapping out your routine. Notice I said mapping out your routine. You start deciding what you want to have for breakfast. You start deciding what you're going to have for a snack and dinner. You're going to put exercise in that diet. You're going to do things. You're going to start making the changes to be able to bring it forward. And so what self-acceptance does is allows us to embrace every part of ourselves unconditionally, which allows us to usher in the ability to make the changes that we need. And sometimes it's subtle and sometimes it's drastic. So did you know that clinical psychology and positive psychology states that self-acceptance is considered the prerequisite for change to occur? Did you all know that? And you may have and some may not have. But this can only be achieved if we stop criticizing and stop giving negative thought and leeway to that to tear down what? Self-esteem. Because when we accept ourselves and when we start doing these definitions and refining, and notice, refining does not mean to throw away and put off and get rid of and this, that. Some flaws we have and we will have as we walk along. But to refine means that we are going to smooth them out a little bit more, that they become quality instead of stigma. Isn't that dynamic right there? So, yes, we can be sitting with ourselves and it can be making us cry. But did you know, Whispers, I want you to give yourself a little pat on the back every now and then. That's why I tell you it's so important to celebrate your small accomplishments, because it's helping you to be able to plug in to self-acceptance, which is powerful. So I want to give you what some psychological benefits of self-acceptance helps with. So when we have self-acceptance, it helps to regulate our moods. Believe it or not, it really does. It helps to regulate our moods. And then it decreases some of the depressive moods that we have because it uptakes those endorphins and it causes us to kind of have an uptake in our mood. It increases positive emotions. So listen, how powerful is this? It regulates our mood. It decreases our depressive moods. It increases positive emotions in us. But it also decreases the fear of failure. And a lot of times when we are looking at ourselves and we're trying to accept ourselves, oh, we always can look at that, oh, but I didn't do and I failed. And stop. Stop for a moment. Pause. There's a great thing called pause, because perspective is needed. Because for success, you do fail. Because every success has a failure in it. I gave you a fine example of that in walking in your greatness last week. Because without those mistakes or those fails, how are we to make those bounds into success? And sometimes there are hard pauses in life. Sometimes there are. But in that case, when you have to take a hard reset, you must sit and evaluate then what are the needed changes that need to come about. And sit with those little things to know what you need to bring forth. And we are able to, when we're able to uptake our moods, it always brings forth joy, it brings forth happiness, and it keeps us focused on the necessary things. So that hard pause should help us to focus on the necessary things. Not to keep us lingering down in the bottom of the barrel, because guess what's down there in the bottom of the barrel? It's the sludge. It's the yuck, and it's all the sediment that you don't want into the fine quality of what has risen to the top. Remember I told you all, it's like cream. Cream rises to the top. No matter what happens, cream rises to the top. And I'm a firm believer that we all are cream. You know, the ladies in the Zoom group just asked a great question. So isn't self-esteem and self-acceptance the same? Although self-acceptance is closely related to the other, self-acceptance, basically, it's distinctively different. Because even though they are related, this is the difference between them. Self-esteem refers specifically to how valuable or worthwhile we see ourselves. Where self-acceptance, we're able to embrace all facets of ourselves. See that stark difference there? So let me say it again. Self-esteem refers to specifically to how valuable or worthwhile we see ourselves. Well, self-acceptance, we're able to embrace all facets of our lives and ourselves. Not just the positive parts, but also the flaws. You know, it's a great song by a singer. I think it's Beyonce's song, that Flaws and All. You know, that she speaks about accepting those flaws, what makes her dynamic are some of those flaws. And sometimes that's how we have to look at ourselves, the dynamics of our personality, dynamics of our quality, you know. Self-acceptance and self-esteem are close cousins. They're like kissing cousins. And so in turn, one does feed with the other. So when we don't have that self-acceptance, what is our self-esteem then? Where is our self-esteem then? It's low. And I mean, it can be so that it is hard for us to even see the worth that we have in ourselves. So let me tell you something. If you're looking for someone else to put worth in you and to build your self-acceptance, it will never happen. People can boost your energy. They can compliment you. They can tell you, you are a beautiful person. You're dynamic. Oh, I love your personality. But when you don't believe it, does it register or does it vibrate at the frequency it's supposed to? You know, I'm going to do a discussion with you all later on in the season with regards to, are you a low vibration or a high vibration quality of a person? Because we vibrate at decimals. And if you don't know what that is, trust me, you're going to love that topic because you're going to want to be vibrating high. You don't want to be a low vibration person. So in turn, we must master this quality. Notice I said master. That means that we are going to be working and we're going to be putting forth effort. And so if you realize that you need help with this, I'm offering you a resource. I'm telling you to tap into me. And as a counselor, we can build this beautiful foundation to self-acceptance. Because there are qualities that you are overlooking and that you may not see, but with the right direction and help, you are going to shine. I help my clients to understand that they are diamonds because cut glass has no value. But diamonds, no matter how they are and how old they are still brilliant and have value. And that's what you have is value because self-acceptance and self-worth and self-ability of being able to celebrate who you is what it's about. You know, if you look at this topic, it also goes back to a few of our earlier discussions on being enough, being authentic, how to pour value into yourself. Are you in a needy situation? You know, because everything comes back to who? It always comes back to us. The fingers that are pointing forward, there's three that are always pointing back to you. Because see, we have to be able to understand and reflect these things, to grab hold of them. This topic is so powerful for me because I feel like a lot of times this topic resonates really deep for women. Because see, women have a tendency to be so hard on themselves. For some reason, women feel that they have to be at such a level of achieving and such a level of this, but never to really celebrate the quality of where they've reached and what they're doing on a daily basis. Be them housewives, be them mothers, be them grandmothers, be them businesswomen, whatever. You can always tell a woman who is struggling a little bit with that self-acceptance. But when you see a woman that is accepting herself and having that ultimate self-quality of love for self and self-acceptance, it is literally something dynamic. And women are multitaskers. It's true. We got hats upon hats. You know what? If you don't have a hat closet, trust me, you got one somewhere in your heart or in your back pocket. I trust and believe that one. So how do we even begin to develop this quality of self-acceptance? I've talked about it all this time, but what are the qualities? How do we begin to even start to do this? Well, it goes back to what I was saying before when we was talking about sitting and self-acceptance and crying and all. I spoke to you about self-compassion. And if you all remember that, I spoke deeply about it last week. See, when we show ourselves self-compassion, it doesn't allow us to overly criticize ourselves. Self-compassion does not allow you to beat yourself up. Because see, self-compassion would never be abusive to yourself. And it would not take the time to abuse your mind and drag you over the coals. Because if you think about self-compassion, that quality you are able to show to people and others outside of yourself. And you show that compassion to them so deeply that their pain you feel in your heart, in your soul, that it resonates so with you that you just wish somehow or another you could remove it from them and to help them to be over it. And this is a quality that is dynamic. It touches me deep when I think about self-compassion, because these are qualities that literally, literally allow you to forgive yourself so you can be able to rise and shine in a quality that you deserve to shine in. But when you take that away and you eliminate it and you start criticizing and you treat yourself poorly, you're no better than an abuser in a relationship. But you're abusing yourself, and that is not fair to you. You know, I come in this room to have these discussions with you because I feel you all so deeply, and I feel the comments, the emails that come into me, my clients that pour out to me, and different things that happen. And I want you all to realize that there is sunshine past the clouds. There is a rainbow in the sky after the rain has poured down on you. But you must be willing to be and show self-compassion, which will lead you into acceptance of yourself. And if you seem to be struggling with that, and those words seem to be like hard to even softly digest, then we're going to put you on a soft diet today. We're going to put you on a very soft diet today. We're going to tell you that every day you must find one quality that you like about yourself, non-superficial quality that you like about yourself. Did you catch that? Non-superficial quality you like about yourself. I'm a giver. I like that about myself. I freely give and I have no issue with giving. And I love it. Because in giving, it also makes me have a dynamic energy inside. It makes me feel good. And so in turn, my self-acceptance is even higher because I don't give out of want. I don't give because I feel like, oh, they're going to make this big acclaim of me or whatever. No, it's a quality that I like about myself. Same difference. I want you to look at yourself for a moment and celebrate the non-superficial qualities. And as you do that, it will start to step back into that realm of self-compassion. And it will step back into self-acceptance. And it will lift up and step back into self-esteem. And it will step back, lift up, and carry you into walking in your greatness. You see that? Did you see the circle that I made for you? Because this is what it's about. It's about accepting you, pouring value into you. Because if you don't do that for you, who will? Who will? Exactly. And you heard nothing there. And I appreciate that, ladies, because they said it's a dynamics that we must be able to try to accept. And that's the point. That's what this discussion is about. This is power here, guys. This is power. I can go on and on with this topic forever because this topic here, it is so many layers to it that I guarantee you we're going to pick up some more about this because there's more to this discussion that needs to be played out and put out there for you all. Because self-acceptance is such a powerful tool in your arsenal that you have no idea. There are so many things that I want you to take away from this. There are so many things that I want to even continue to pour into this conversation, but you know we got to get ready to wrap it. But before we do, what are your takeaways? What are your takeaways from this discussion? Well, first and foremost, you're going to do the homework for every day for the next 10 days. You are going to celebrate a non-superficial quality about yourself. 10 days, ladies and gentlemen, 10 days. That's not a lifetime. That's just 10 days. And commit to it. Really commit to it. Because you will see the dynamics of what that will do for you. The second most important part of this takeaway is this. Learn self. Compassion. What was that again? Oh, yes. Self-compassion. Learn it. It's a quality that will feed you, nurture you, and cuddle you and everything else as you move forward in your life. Everything. Anything that you need from that expression in itself is just dynamic. And then we're going to release guilt. You heard me? Release guilt. Because you're not an abuser of yourself. And every time you do that, remember, you're abusing yourself. So self-acceptance means that we are self-compassionate. Self-acceptance means that we are celebrating non-superficial qualities. Self-acceptance means that we accept our flaws and all, and we are not abusing ourselves and just riddling ourselves with guilt. Dynamic, powerful, energy. You know, Whispers, I love being in this room with you. I love being in topics like this with you because it motivates me and it powers me so that you don't even have an idea how empowered I am right now in delivering this to you. It's a joy inside of me to be able to do this. And it touches me because I know how valuable these questions and these comments and these topics really are. If you struggle with this, let me help you. Book a session with me. Let's take the time. Let's build that resiliency back. Let's pour self-worth and self-confidence and self-compassion back into where it needs to be. Let's fix your foundation. I want you to feel free to text to email me. You can email me at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. That's info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And I look forward to always being able to come in here and pour such value into every last one of you. So don't forget to join me next week, because I have another dynamic discussion with the importance of resilience. I know. I told you. I'm on it. I hear you all. I feel what you're saying. I love the emails that you're sending into me. Please do not stop. Continue. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at www.instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. Once again, that's whispersinabottle_podcast on Instagram. You can go to our Facebook group at Whisper in a Bottle on Facebook, www.facebook.com/whisperinabottle. And let's continue these dynamic discussions. Let's continue to pour value into each other. So with that being said, my name is Sonia Leray. I am your host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. And of course, you know, I'm wishing you guys a happy weekend, a safe weekend. And don't forget, if you need me, I'm here, and you guys have a fabulous time together. All right, guys, until next week.